Hey, what's going on, everybody? I want to thank you for listening. I want to thank you for subscribing. It is our pleasure to bring you fresh content monthly, covering various topics involving lifestyle, purpose, performance, and also passion. These cornerstones help us explore conversations relative to self-awareness and self-development for the sake of creating momentum in a person's life. On this bonus episode today, we are taking a sneak peek at one of our programs called Tempo Empowerment. We're going to take three separate segments and put them all together. Tempo Empowerment is where we discuss marriage and the interaction of marriage between husbands and wives for the purpose to enhance what's already there. Let me give you this disclaimer before we begin. I am not an expert on marriage. However, I have learned some extreme lessons through failure and pain. So it is my desire to assist others through the process of marriage and for people to know the upside to a prosperous marriage. Now let's dive into this content. We live in a time now where everyone is in search of validation and for others to give unto them without you replenishing back into others. A time where people are seeking reward over responsibility, reward with no effort or energy exerted. This is a dangerous place for us to be in. While people are seeking rewards, they are unaware of the false realities they are building. Check this out. Discernment removes the false realities. Discernment is grace unto us. It is the ability to maneuver through truth and error. Discernment is not optional in marriage. It's not optional for the husband. It's not optional for the wife. It is the introduction to decision making. It is the catapult to elevation in marriage. It is a catapult to elevation in fatherhood. It is the catapult to elevation in motherhood. Discernment offers peace of mind in all matters of life. It intersects biblical truths with daily living in hope of you not compromising to popular culture. Discernment takes you on a path that average people cannot comprehend. It is our responsibility to keep the momentum or harmony in a marriage for it to be a prosperous relationship. However, as most of us know, marriage is a complex relationship. It exposes every area of human interaction. It removes what we deem to be good or excellent to society because between the marriage lines, we are vulnerable. Our weaknesses are exposed. The real us is on display 24/7. Or is it? See, when we are in a posture of engage in our covenant of marriage, we are in a position of power. To engage is to confront the things that causes hindrances, confusion, and doubt. The mission is to function by blocking hindrances, eliminating confusion, and removing doubt. In doing so, we now have a standard of living, and most of all, a brand of marriage. The brand of marriage, or your brand of marriage, should sound like this. We are reciprocal, giving and sharing. A collective sacrifice. We are praiseworthy. We are disciplined. We are beautiful. We are unified. And most of all, we are honorable toward one another. Marriage is access grant, which is permission or liberty. Also, it is the ability to enter or pass through. It is the ability to obtain. We honor, we lean on, we call upon, we work with, we build together, we understand with, and most of all, we share. We share with each other intimacy. We share with each other thoughts, responsibilities, and emotions. Access grants our spouses authority in our lives. The two become one, no longer individualized, but collective to render oneself to the other. We have learned in past times through the through the lens of perversion, meaning that there was an alteration of something from its original course. This alteration has created stumbling blocks in our relationships. It has created detours. It has created erosion. We have supplemented what love is according to carnal instincts, such things like anarchy, excess, sensuality, popular culture, society, false traditions, and our five senses. Love is and will always be reciprocal, giving and sharing. It will always be sacrificial. It is praiseworthy. Love is based on being authentic to the word of God. Love is temperance. It is discipline. Love is accountability. It is self-control. Love is beautiful. Love is unity. And most of all, love is honorable. In closing, my hope is we all remain teachable, open and ready to be the constant factor in each of our spouses' lives. I want to leave you with a quote by Ron Carpenter. He said, "A teachable spirit and a humbleness to admit your ignorance or your mistakes will save you a lot of pain. However, if you're a person who knows it all, then you've got a lot of heavy-hearted experiences coming your way." As we close out this bonus episode, I pray that a fresh wind comes your way and that momentum carries you into a season of unforgettable moments that will last a lifetime with your spouse. And to the person listening, looking forward to a spouse, I pray your heart is open to the necessity of love and not the desirable attributes of your senses. Again, I want to thank y'all for listening. I hope that you will join us on our next Tempo Empowerment. Don't know what the topic is yet, but it will be something that will be beneficial to all of us. Again, I pray that your heart is open. I pray that you're ready to receive. I pray that you subscribe to this podcast. I hope that you join our mailing list. You can do so at www.paysetmovement.com. Again,